This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jaime Reyes Peña. Date of birth is May the 2nd, 1957. Case ID number is 576-1255. Date of exam, May the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Saroja Viswanathan, dated 11/15/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/28/23. Identifying information. This is a 66-year-old married male with 6 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of Guillain-Barré syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on August 1, 2022, where he worked as an inspector for 8.5 years and also worked in a Mexican restaurant for another 2 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home with his wife, and he is receiving Social Security benefits, but not disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome. History of allegations. Number one, Guillain-Barré syndrome. The claimant states that on August 9, 2022, he presented himself at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, secondary to having weakness of all his extremities, and was unable to walk or ambulate at that time. He states he was hospitalized for 10 days and then went on to the rehab hospital for 2 months. He was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, secondary to Campylobacter pylori bacterial infection. He presented with weakness of all 4 extremities and had quadriplegia, decreased balance, decreased vision of the right eye, normal speech, normal mental status, but was unable to move his body. He did have a syncopal episode and was unable to get up initially, but he denies any seizures. His residual symptoms include continued quadriplegia of all extremities, decreased balance, decreased strength, decreased vision of the right eye. However, he does have normal speech and normal mental status at this time. He denies any seizures or other syncopal episodes. His limitations include not being able to walk at all at this time, not being able to stand, he cannot climb any steps, and he does have a wheelchair that is used constantly. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He has had this syndrome for approximately 8 months and has had minimal improvement at this time. He is presently on aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome and states that although his condition is still severe, he is starting to develop very mild strength in all his extremities. He was diagnosed with tetraplegia without bulbar involvement. His family doctor is Dr. Mecri. Family history, the father died at the age of 68 from cirrhosis of the liver. His mother died at the age of 89 from asthma and heart failure. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams POQD and a multivitamin QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of left inguinal hernia, comma, right eye cataract, comma, Guillain-Barre syndrome, comma, secondary to Campylobacter pylori bacteria, major surgery, left inguinal hernia repair on August the 2nd, 2022, social history, secondary diagnoses, significant debilitating function deficits and self-care skill deficits, acute inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, Guillain-Barre syndrome, neurogenic bowel and bladder, significant motor deficits requiring total care, history of cervical spine stenosis, situational depression, impaired coordination, and mild sensory deficits resolved by discharge. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks approximately 6 beers per week and did that for 18 years. He is not drinking at this time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 137 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 25.3. General. This is a 66-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant was very talkative and went into extensive explanation of his condition. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. The claimant does have a right eye cataract, and his left eye appears to be somewhat dark in the fundi. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were slightly decreased. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were mildly abnormal as well, especially for the right side. Snellen vision. OD, the claimant is able to count fingers at 14 distance. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 14 feet distance. OS, the claimant vision is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good. He was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were zero bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant was unable to walk at this time. He did come in with an assistive device, which is a wheelchair that he uses most of the time. His hand-eye coordination was absent, and he was unable to perform a finger-to-nose exam. The claimant is also unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam or the Romberg sign. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. His extremities appear to be flaccid. He does have some mild joint swelling around the arms, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant does have decreased range of motion of the cervical spine. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor and was unable to get out of the wheelchair. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. The claimant was unable to perform a straight leg raise exam in the sitting or in the supine position and was unable to get out of the chair. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to move his extremities at all. The claimant is unable to squat or get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get out of his wheelchair without assistance. The claimant is unable to get up or down from the exam table. He is unable to walk on his heels or toes at this time and is unable to ambulate at all at this time. He is unable to stand on one foot bilaterally and unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a wheelchair at all times. Neurological exam, grip strength is plus 0 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 0. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. His all four extremities are very flaccid, and there is no movement at all at this time. The claimant does have tetraplegia. Muscle strength is plus 0 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is completely abnormal. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle any objects at all at this time. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to complete tetraplegia. He is unable to heel, toe, or tandem walk at all at this time. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at 0 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted, and he is unable to perform it at all. On examination, the claimant shows severe evidence of some muscle wasting and some fatigue, but he is unable to move any of his extremities at this time. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, especially for the right eye, where he has a right eye cataract. He is able to communicate very well with some limitations and has severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to Guillain-Barré syndrome and tetraplegia of all four extremities. probable diagnosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome secondary to Campylobacter pylori-bacterial infection, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has severe restrictions at this time and is unable to perform any daily activities of living or unable to even feed himself or self-care himself at all. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jaime Reyes Peña.